Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WYPR news team, who joins us by phone from Annapolis. Karen, you reported on the ceremonies for former Governor Marvin Mandel at the State House on Wednesday, and you went to his funeral yesterday. So for starters, can you tell us a little bit about the funeral?
Well, yeah, it was really quite a celebration of, you know, a long and productive life, but also in a certain way, the glory days of a governor from Baltimore who actually was described by various speakers who took their turn, you know, kind of at the podium, described as really the guy who brought Maryland into the modern society. I mean, so much was backward about the state, and he did so much in actually a relatively short period of time, and it was personal stuff. I mean, his son Paul, you know, was crying. His, you know, a granddaughter was. I mean, it was very emotional, and there were a lot of people we haven't seen in years from state government, and may not see again soon. But it was really a wonderful event.
Okay, now you mentioned the glory days of the governor from Baltimore, and those of us who have been covering Maryland politics for a while have been talking about this, that those were the glory days for Baltimore when Marvin Mandel was on the second floor of the State House and Donald Schaefer was the mayor, and Baltimore could just get about anything it wanted at that time.
Yeah, it was. Actually, when you think about the things that he did, the airport, BWI Airport, the subway, well, we could maybe not say that so great, but a shock trauma unit, tons of things that he did. And, yes, it was the power. But, you know, the power actually derived from, frankly, the people, as it's supposed to. And in those days, Baltimore had a lot more people, and they were voting. Mandel was the House Speaker. Ben Cardin followed him before he went to Congress. But now, you know, the power in the legislature, they don't have anybody. Baltimore does not have anybody in statewide post, governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, comptroller, and really very few legislative leaders. So it's quite a downturn.
And we're talking about the city delegation loss of power as well. I think, Catherine Pugh in the Senate is the majority leader. Maggie McIntosh is chair of appropriations in the House, and that's about it, right?
Well, that's right. And, you know, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake actually could potentially have been a statewide candidate of some success. But, you know, since the Freddie Gray unrest, it looks like she might not even be able to be reelected. So these are grim days for Baltimore's power.
Grim days it is, Karen. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
With Karen Hostler, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.